AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. It is the biggest day so far in the chase for the presidential nominations. Hundreds of convention delegates at stake. Joining us live, the AP's Sagar Magani.
Tim, today won't officially decide either of the races, but it could go a long way in pushing Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to their respective nominations. Strong showings could all but seal it for them. For those trailing the frontrunners, it is a reality check. Ted Cruz is fighting to win the state that sent him to the Senate.
It's going to be up to Texans to make their decision, but there is no doubt that any candidate who cannot win his home state has real problems.
Bernie Sanders will likely win his home state of Vermont, but is badly behind most everywhere else. The first polls start closing in about 2 hours, Tim.
That's our Sagar Magani with us live. Apple and the FBI remain at odds as the government seeks to force the company to write code that would bypass encryption on an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. FBI Director James Comey tells the House Judiciary Committee the other cell phone companies have found ways to work with the Bureau.
Lots of phone makers and providers of email and text today provide secure services to their customers, and they comply with warrants. That's just the way they've structured their business, and so it gives me a sense of optimism that this is not an impossible problem to solve.
But Apple's top lawyer, Bruce Sewell, tells the committee that being forced to write the program won't help stop terrorism, but it would put millions of other phone users at risk.
It will weaken our safety and security, but it will not affect the terrorists.
The Chicago Police Department says there have been about twice as many homicides and shootings in the city so far this year as in the first 2 months of 2015. The department says there were 95 homicides and more than 400 shootings through February. At the same time, police seized fewer illegal guns. This is AP Radio News. President Obama met with Senate leaders today about his upcoming Supreme Court nominee.
Returning to the Capitol from the Oval Office session, GOP leader Mitch McConnell said he made clear to the president there'll be no hearings and no vote.
This is going to be decided by the American people, and the next president, whoever that may be, will fill this vacancy.
Democratic leader Harry Reid observed, I guess they're waiting for President Trump. Meantime, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Obama hasn't given up hope.
They will change their mind if they do, based on an appeal to their constitutional duties.
Duties, he says, include giving advice and consent on this president's choice, even if it's an election year. Mark Smith at the White House.
New York Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman agrees to a 30-game suspension without pay under Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. The penalty and the loss of pay stem from an incident with his girlfriend last October. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.